the Mary Lee Taylor Program. Brought to you by Pet Milk, the first evaporated milk. Yes, welcome to the Mary Lee Taylor Program, featuring the story of the week about that lovable pair, Jim and Sally Carter, of the week. Are you always on the lookout for new ways to please your family at mealtime? Then you'll certainly want Pet Milk's new 16-page book called New Ideas for Everyday Meals. Send for your free copy now and see how easy it is to get variety into everyday family meals with money-saving, all-purpose Pet Milk. Just put your name and address and the words New Ideas on a postcard and mail the card to Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri. And now it's Mary Lee on NBC.
Hello, this is Mary Lee Taylor. Right after today's story, I'm going to tell you how you can turn a simple, everyday dessert into something pretty special. Yes, a simple and popular dessert like tapioca, made extra delicious by the addition of fruit and whipped Pet Milk.
But Mary Lee, what about today's story? What's going on in the Carter family?
Well, there are Jim and Sally over there. Let's listen a second. Maybe we can find out.
Jim, I can't break my promise to Spud. It wouldn't be fair.
Oh, but blast it all, Sally, you've got to. Well, you're my wife, and you're going with me. I tell you.
Well, it sounds as if plenty is going to be happening. And say, plenty of nice things will be happening to you wives and mothers listening when you use Mary Lee Taylor recipes and Pet Milk. I'm sure your family's convinced you're the best cook in Princeton ever when you fix some of their favorite foods the Mary Lee Taylor way. Remember, right after our story, Mary Lee is going to tell you about a swell whipped Pet Milk dessert. Yes, Pet Milk is so rich and thick you can actually whip it. So rich and thick, lots of folks say it belongs in the cream pitcher.
I know you've just got a good start, Dale, but it's time now to join Jim and Sally Carter in Capital City. It's 5:30. Sally Carter's dinner is in the oven. And it's a good thing, for Sally's kitchen table is covered with glue, balsa wood, paper, and what model plane makers refer to as dope. And Sally's visitor, Spuds Hackett, the landlady's 13-year-old son, is still absorbed in his work.
We have to get these things cleared off here, Spuds. Mr. Carter will be home.
For another 15 minutes.
And Betsy will want her bottle.
She's a pretty good baby for a girl.
She's an angel, but she has to eat. And so does Mr. Carter. And here I'll be, surrounded by model airplanes.
Oh, it's just a minute. There. Look, I got the jet engine mounted. How do you like it?
Couldn't I paint those wings while you do something else? Really, we do have
to. Oh, no. This P-80's for the hobby show at the community center. And if I don't do all the work myself, it'll be disqualified.
Oh, of course. Well, don't be so technical and hurry.
I think I got a chance to win a prize. But, you know, Trigger Hickok says model planes are corny.
I'll bet that's just because Trigger Hickok can't make them.
I don't know. Trigger can do almost everything. He's boss of that whole gang. But I don't think community center's corny. He can make stuff there and box and play baseball.
Sure. Trigger will get to like it, too, one of these days.
Maybe. You're going to the hobby show, aren't you, Mrs. Carter? Mom's arthritis is pretty bad again, so it looks like she can't go.
Oh, I wouldn't miss it for the world, Spud. Look now, we've got to get this stuff. Oh, there's Jim now. You in the kitchen.
Hello, beautiful. Hey, kiss.
What?
Kiss me first. Now, what?
We're invited to the Hotel Hamilton for dinner.
Oh, that's nice. When?
Friday night. Mr. Stewart, he's only the biggest wheel in the company.
Oh, Jim.
What do you mean, not Friday night?
Well, don't you remember? That's the night of the hobby show at the community center.
Well, yeah, but...
Bud, go finish clearing that table.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Darling, I promised Bud I'd go to it.
But look, Sally.
Oh, he's been working all month on his plane, Jim, and I just can't disappoint him.
I got the table cleared, Miss Carter. I gotta go home. Bye.
Listen, Sally, This is Mr. Stewart who invited us. He's my boss's boss, the boss, from the central office.
Well, you mean he's more important than Mr. Atwater?
Darling, I'm trying to tell you, Mr. Stewart is even Atwater's boss. He's in town, and he's invited several salesmen and their wives to his hotel for dinner, each couple on a different night. Now, it's supposed to be just to get acquainted, but, well, the office is buzzing. It looks like the district is going to be split in two, and somebody will get a good job out of it.
Oh, I see.
And you say we can't go to dinner, and for no good reason.
Oh, Jim, I just don't know what to say. You know how hard we've both worked to get Spud interested in the community center. But in a neighborhood like this, and with gangs of tough kids like Trigger Hickok getting into trouble all the time, well, we both agreed that the community center was about the only way to keep Spud the fine, honest youngster he really is.
I know all that, Sally.
And Friday night is the biggest night of the year for Spud at the community center. Why, he's been working on his entry for the hobby show for weeks. Oh, look, darling, don't you think if you explained about Spud to Mr. Stewart, you could switch nights with one of the other couples?
Sally, you don't say to a man like Mr. Stewart, we'd rather have dinner with you on Thursday night because we've got to save our landlady's kid from going delinquent on Friday night.
Well, no, I guess maybe you're right.
You women just don't understand about business.
Oh, sorry, I guess I just didn't realize. Here I was up to my ears in model airplanes, thinking how much the hobby show means.
Look, Sally, Friday night is my chance to make a good impression on him, and I've got to make the most of it. Oh, what would he think if I turned down his invitation because you'd promised to go to some kids doing at a little community center? Use your head, Sally. Do you want to help me or don't you?
Of course I want to help you, Jim. Well, maybe Spud's mother will be feeling better by then, so she can go with him.
I don't see why you keep getting yourself involved in things like that, Sally. Why don't you let the landlady look after her own kids? Haven't you got enough to do?
Friday evening began just as Jim wanted it to. A babysitter was arranged for, and Sally was dressed in her best clothes, good and early. She was standing before the mirror, giving a last touch to her hair.
Come in. Oh, hi, Spud. Well, say, why aren't you on your way down to the hobby show? It starts at 7 o'clock, doesn't it?
Yep, but I ain't going.
You're not... What do you mean you're not going? Why, you finished your model airplane.
It ain't so hot. It wouldn't win nothing. Anyhow, that's kid stuff, like Peter Hickok says.
But, heck, what in the world has happened?
Well, they said down at the center I gotta have a sponsor for my entry in the hobby show. And the adult, too. To sign the entry, Spade. I've made it myself. I thought you and Mr. Carter would be there.
But, Spud, your mother can be your sponsor. Well, she's going, isn't she?
No. Her arthritis got a lot worse today, and she can't even get out of bed. Oh, well, I guess I won't bother with the hobby show. Trigger Hickok said I could come on down to his shack and mess around with the gang.
No, Spud, no. I'll tell you what.
Hi, Spud.
Hi, Mr. Carter.
Well, we're all set, honey. Golly, you look pretty. Now, don't forget, we're going to meet Mr. Stewart in the lobby at 7:30. And don't forget that he's the big boss. Be careful what you say. Now, I'll just have time for a shower.
Look, Jim.
Yeah?
I'm all dressed and ready. I've just got to go with Spud to the hobby show.
Oh, boy. This is quite a really...
hobby show? But Sally, you can.
Yes, I can, dear. But just long enough to sign the papers as Spud's sponsor. It won't take long. But you get dressed and go on to meet Mr. Stewart. I won't be more than 10 minutes late. I may even get there when you do. We still have half an hour.
Oh, so you expect me to make a man like Mr. Stewart wait around in a hotel lobby while you're at some kid's entertainment?
Oh, Jim, I am sorry, but I'm sure if you explain it to him, he won't mind. Well, I think he'd want people who work for him to fulfill an obligation like this.
Gee, Miss Carter... Maybe you better not.
No, you come on, Spud. Oh, Jim, I know Mr. Stewart will understand. A man as important as he is.
Well, I'll do the best I can with Mr. Stewart, but I don't know.
Well, the sitter will be here at 7. Betsy's bottle is in the icebox. I'll take a cab to the hotel as soon as I can leave Spud. And I'm sure I won't be very late. You can keep Mr. Stewart entertained, I know. Come on, Spud, hurry.
Gee, Miss Carter, you're a swell guy for a dame.
What a hubbub. It's very interesting.
Hey, son, you think you could find Mrs. Carter for me? Oh, never mind. Here she comes.
Oh, hello, Jim. I didn't expect you to come here for me. I was just leaving.
Sally, this is Mr. Stewart. My wife, sir.
I'm sorry to be late, Mr. Stewart.
Why, you aren't late, my dear. When your husband told me where you were, I decided I'd like to come by for you.
Why, that's awfully nice.
Not at all. Well, quite a gathering you've got here.
Oh, would you like to come in and look around?
Oh, Sally, we've caused enough delay. Mr. Stewart must be starving.
Yes, I would like to come in and look around. Will you dismiss the cab, please, Carter? Mrs. Carter,
I'm sure that's what you want.
The exhibit I'm most interested in is the model plane.
Oh?
That's because our landlady's son has an entrance. It's right over here.
We'll return to our story in less than a minute. But right now, a quick reminder to send for your free copy of Mary Lee Taylor's 16-page book called New Ideas for Everyday Meals for 2 or 4 or 6. Yes, that's right, for 2 or 4 or 6. Because this new book contains recipes that tell you exactly how much of this or that to use to make 2 servings or 4 servings or 6 servings. You can't miss, and there's no waste, no leftovers. A good idea, isn't it? And for other good ideas, just put your name and address and the words New Ideas on a penny postcard and send the card to Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station. And now, back to our story.
Friday evening ended, not at all, as Jim expected. Instead of in the main dining room of the Hotel Hamilton, Jim and Sally and Mr. Stewart, not to mention Spud, found themselves a few hours later in Sally's bright little kitchen.
Oh, Spud, not real.
We were playing imitations. Mr. Harris said, who can imitate a cat? And Chuck said, meow. Then he said, who can imitate a lion? And I roared, hum. And then he said, who can imitate a wolf? And that tiny little Lewis kid went,
what's the world coming to?
Out of the mouths of babes.
Oh, won't you have some eggs, Mr. Stewart?
Oh, no more, thank you.
Or a biscuit?
Well, one more biscuit and some of that strawberry jam.
Oh, you'll have to have another piece of bacon, sir, to go with the biscuit.
Of course.
One more. Oh, there's nothing like a scrambled egg supper.
Spud?
More of everything, please. I didn't have any dinner.
Well, none of us did.
I'll have to give you a rain check on that dinner invitation. But your hobby show was just too interesting to leave. I've been meaning to look into this boys' club movement for some time.
Oh, a little you can't judge the whole project just by it.
Well, I've an idea. That's where the best work is being done, in little neighborhood centers just like this. And it must be a great satisfaction to you young people to do your part. It's splendid.
Well, we try to help out a little when we can.
Say, Mr. Carter, you didn't even...
Do you think the prize for model planes went to the right exhibit?
Nah, Stinky Reed ought to have it. Why, his P-51 always.
The Mustang? Oh, I'm not so sure, Spud. I thought number 4, the transport job, was best. Everything considered.
Well, you certainly deserve the honorable mention you got, Spud. That's for sure.
Thanks. I'm going to win a prize next year.
My word, it's getting late. Time has certainly hurried by. It's because I've had such a pleasant evening, of course. But now I must be getting back to the hotel.
Oh, no. We want you to take a look at the baby.
Oh, well?
Betsy's the best-looking member of the family, even when she's asleep.
And, Mr. Stewart, you said you wanted me to help you make out a list of tools. You know, the ones you said you'd send to the community center?
Bud.
Well, he said he would, and we need the tools awful bad.
Of course. Well, get a pencil and paper, Spud. Oh, me, it's hard to leave a place like this, a busy, happy home, and go back to a hotel.
So it was late when Mrs. Stewart left the little apartment, and Jim and Sally didn't have time to talk the evening over. But the next day, when Jim came home from work...
Oh, brother, what are we celebrating?
Hey, Sally.
In the kitchen.
It looks like a funeral in here, or a wedding.
Did you ever see such flowers? Look at those gladiolas, and those blue ones, whatever they are. Aren't they beautiful?
Uh-huh, but who?
Mr. Stewart, the lamb.
Oh, golly, you did make a hit with him. He told me I was a very lucky fella.
He made a hit with me, too. He's such a nice old gentleman. Jim, I'm afraid I did forget he was the boss, and I wasn't a bit careful about what I said. I never once thought about him being the president and that he could give you a bigger job.
Well, he seemed to like the way you treated him. And, Sally, you were right about him wanting the people who worked for him to fulfill their obligations. He said so.
Oh, thank goodness. Then you don't think I've ruined your chances for a new job?
Uh-uh. In fact, he practically promised that when the district is split up...
Oh, Jim!
Yeah.
Oh, but it's because you've done such good work. That's what really counts.
Well, partly, of course. But Mr. Stewart said he likes young men who feel their responsibility towards society. And... wives who helped him. And that was when he said that I was a very lucky fellow.
Bless his heart.
And you know what?
What?
He's doggone right about my being a lucky fellow.
Dropping in on the Carters again next week. But right now, let's get back to the Pet Mill Kitchen and Mary Lee Taylor's recipe of the week.
Which is the recipe for delicious fruit tapioca made with whipped pet milk. A dessert that's good for everyone in the family, including baby.
And that's one reason why Mary Lee picked it.
Yes, because next week is National Baby Week. And to celebrate, Pet Milk has a special gift calendar for you, illustrated with appealing baby photographs. To get yours, just go to your favorite grocery store and ask for the special Pet Milk Baby Week calendar.
And send today for Mary Lee's 16-page book called New Ideas for Everyday Meals. Just write Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri.
And now let's plan an easy-to-fix top stove dinner, which starts with mock chicken patties and ends with fruit tapioca. And costs just about $1.87 for all the food that's needed to serve four hungry people.
Give the little lady a great big hand. Or maybe we'd better wait until we know what else goes into that dinner.
Yes, maybe. Well, as I said, we start with mock chicken patties. Wonderful, juicy patties in a rich sauce made in a jiffy with condensed chicken soup.
And I see that the recipe for mock chicken patties is right here on page 10 of the recipe book we're offering today.
Right. Now, with the mock chicken patties, we'll have big, crisp potato chips.
Mmm, that's good.
And chopped spinach, canned or frozen, to save time.
With a little vinegar or lemon juice, if it's okay with you.
Help yourself, Miss Fink. And we'll also have raw carrot strips.
Oh, yeah. I gotta have my vitamin XYZ or whatever it is.
Vitamin A, if you're really interested, Bill.
Oh.
And to get back to our dinner, we'll also have bread... and butter spread.
And for the grand finale, Mary Lee Taylor's own delicious fruit tapioca made extra delicious with whipped pet milk. And coffee, I guess I can have coffee with my dessert, huh?
Yes, and pet milk and sugar. It's all figured in that cost of $1.87 for four people.
And if it weren't for pet milk, you couldn't fix a meal like that for so little money. True or false?
Oh, true, absolutely. Pet milk is used in place of egg... in the mock chicken patties. It's used in place of expensive whipping cream in the fruit tapioca dessert. And it's used in the coffee. Oh, yes, and in the butter spread.
And the amazing thing is, when you eat that meal, you're not even aware that you're getting any of the milk that's so good for you. Yet each one of the four people is actually getting, in that one meal, how much milk, Mary Lee?
3/4 cup of rich, whole milk. And most important, each one of the four people will enjoy every delicious morsel. And now, let's get on to cases and take just a few minutes to tell how to make fruit tapioca.
Okay, Mary Lee, I'm all set to take down the recipe right along with our listeners. Now, what's first?
First, in a pan, you mix the following ingredients.
M-I-X. Mix. Yeah?
2 tablespoons quick cooking tapioca.
2 tablespoons quick cooking tapioca. With what?
1/2 cup canned fruit cocktail juice.
1/2 cup canned fruit cocktail juice. Guess the fruit comes later, huh?
Yes. So just add to your list now 1/3 cup sugar and 1/8 teaspoon salt.
1/3 cup sugar, 1/8 teaspoon salt. Isn't that all?
Mm-hmm. Then cover the pan and place it over boiling water.
Cover, place over boiling water. Okay, go ahead.
After the water starts to boil again, cook 10 minutes or until the tapioca is clear, stirring now and then.
Okay, so you wait till the water in the bottom pan starts to boil again, then you cook 10 minutes or until tapioca is clear.
And stir now and then.
All right, I'll stir it, but how do I know when it's clear?
When you can no longer see the little grains.
Oh, I get you. So when it's cooked until it's clear, what do?
You add 1 cup of drained canned fruit cocktail and let the mixture chill.
Add 1 cup drained canned fruit cocktail and chill. Okay, then what?
You whip until fluffy. 1/2 cup of ice cold pet milk.
Whip until fluffy. 1/2 cup ice cold pet milk. And is that beautiful stuff?
Then add 2 tablespoons lemon juice.
Oh, add 2 tablespoons lemon juice. Then what?
Continue whipping until stiff.
Continue whipping until stiff. And believe me, that pet milk stiffens like magic. No fooling, after you add that lemon juice and whip it a little longer, you can actually turn the bowl upside down and the whipped milk will stay right in the bowl.
But we don't want the whipped pet milk to stay in the bowl, because the final step is to fold it into the chilled tapioca mixture.
All right. Fold into chilled tapioca mixture.
Then put into 4 dessert dishes and keep chilled until ready to serve.
Put into 4 dessert dishes and keep chilled until ready to serve. And boy, oh boy, will you have a success on your hands. A dessert that everyone from small youngsters to fussy grown-ups will love. Oh, and let me tell you something. That 1/2 cup of pet milk gives you 1 1/2 cups of whipped milk. Yes, that's a fact. Pet milk triples in volume when whipped. And whipping cream, which costs a lot more, just about doubles in volume when whipped.
And here are the tips you'll need in addition to the recipe. First, notice that the recipe tells you to cook the tapioca over boiling water. That's because this recipe uses a smaller amount of liquid than you'd ordinarily use or than is called for on the packages of tapioca. But do follow the recipe I've given you. The results will be worth it, I promise. Another tip, have the tapioca fruit mixture ice cold when you fold in the whipped milk. So cold, in fact, that it'll be as stiff as jelly. And do be sure to fold the whipped milk into the tapioca and not the other way around, because you don't want to force out any of the air you've whipped into the milk.
And when you whip pet milk, remember, one, have the pet milk ice cold. Two, have the beater ice cold. Three, have the bowl in which you whip it ice cold. Now, how to chill the pet milk? Well, just measure out the amount you want to whip into one of the ice trays of your automatic refrigerator and let it chill until ice crystals start to form around the edge. Now, if you haven't an automatic refrigerator, put your bowl of pet milk right on top of the ice until it's sure enough ice cold. Or put the can of pet milk right on the ice until you're very sure the milk is ice cold.
And if you use a rotary beater, turn it just as fast as you can. If you use an electric beater, set it at high speed.
And to get the printed recipe for fruit tapioca and for lots of other delicious, easy-to-fix family treats, be sure to send today for Mary Lee Taylor's 16-page book called New Ideas for Everyday Meals. Where to send? Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri.
Yes, do send for this grand collection of recipes and meal plans today. And when you shop for groceries, don't forget to get from your grocer the special baby calendar I told you about earlier.
Well, any second now, Mary Lee will give us a quick preview of next Saturday's program. But first, a reminder that tonight's the night for the Pet Milk Show, a full half-hour musical program starring Vic Damone. So tonight, tune in for Vic Damone and the other Pet Milk top-notchers Kay Armon, Serenaders, and Gus Henschen and the Pet Milk Orchestra over most of these same NBC stations.
And join us here in the Pet Milk Kitchen next week to get the recipe for a delicious one-dish dinner and to hear the next exciting chapter in the life of Jim and Sally Carter.
And now, today's recipe for happiness.
What more can you ask of life than a glad new day each morning with work to do and loved ones to smile at across the breakfast table? And now until next week, this is Mary Lee Taylor saying goodbye and happy homemaking.
Goodbye, Mary Lee Taylor, and good luck and good health to all of you from Pet Milk. Ask your grocer today for Pet Milk, the first evaporated milk, the first choice of millions of homemakers. Pet Milk's Mary Lee Taylor program is directed by Al Champ. Del King speaking.